I'm Nick Evans. I have an unusual passion. Snakes. I'm usually the guy walking towards these amazing creatures when they intersect with humans, when everyone else is running away. Join me for my latest adventure in Snake Rescue.
I think snakes know exactly when I'm going to have dinner, because every time my wife and I sit down to have dinner, I get a call. This time it's from a man in the Havenside area of Chatsworth, and he said to me he's got a large black snake in his house. But now, to some people, large is half a meter, and to me that's a baby snake. Large to me is like a 2 meter snake. A black mom is a large snake. I ask people quite a few questions before I go out, because I don't want to be called out for a belt or a hose pipe or a baby snake or a toy snake. I kept saying to him, is it as thick as your wrist? He's like, yes, definitely as thick as my wrist. And I thought, I mean, he could be. I looked where he was on Google. He's right near Silver Game Reserve. And I asked him maybe 5 times. And I explained, you know, I said, I'm not trying to irritate you, but I don't want to waste my time. And yeah, thick as my wrist, I'll take a photo for you. He sent me the photo now. And it is definitely a black mamba. Because I said to him, I said, if it's thick as your wrist and it's grey, black, and he said like a tire, which, I mean, that is a perfect description of a black mamba. But no, the picture confirms it. All I can see is like a couple scales between some plastic containers. And it's in his cupboard in his kitchen. Quite an interesting place at the mamba. Because, I mean, if you reach in there to grab a container or something or while you're cooking, you know, that mamba could potentially lash out because it feels threatened by the giant human. But fortunately, everyone's okay. The mamba's okay. Now I'm just racing over to catch it. Let's see how it goes.
I'm at the house in Havenside, and it is definitely a black mamba. It looks a very big black mamba. Oh, bloody hell. Sorry. I stuck my head into the gap where it is, and it didn't like that. I can see its body, but I can't see the head.
You see the head?
Okay. It's right under where the homeowners wash their dishes. No, it's cool. I'll move that, don't worry. Right under where they wash the dishes. It's just curled up here. That is crazy. I haven't had a black mamba inside the house for ages. This is in the kitchen.
You know why? See this door?
Yeah.
Open now, this bush.
Yeah, I saw the bush, the Silver Glen there. Yeah, you're out on Silver Glen. There's lots of mambas and cobras there.
Yeah.
It's an exciting place to live, I think. Jeez. And when did you say you first saw it?
No, it was yesterday.
It's been in your house since yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday.
No. No way.
No, it was there yesterday. He said it was that thing.
That's incredible. No, they don't attack people, but... I mean, how many people live with a black mamba in the kitchen? Yeah, maybe just stand back for now. I know, it looks 3 meters long. Not really, but... I can't believe you've had a black mamba in your kitchen since
we didn't know what it was because we never see it. So today when my mother told me, hey, it's in the drawer there.
Yeah. No, man, that's incredible. Okay, I've moved a few containers, and it's a little bigger than I thought. I reckon it's about 2.5 meters. It's a thick one. No, not 4 meters.
Yeah.
4 meters is proper big, eh? This is, I reckon, 2.5. But no, it's, I mean, this black mamba's cornered.
Yeah.
It's not attacking. Mm. That's not what they do. It's terrified. The poor thing's terrified. They don't attack you. I mean, if it bites you, big trouble, but doesn't attack you. I mean, it's lived with you for a day. It hasn't attacked you.
It attacked my mother.
Is your mother alive?
Yeah.
Yeah, I jumped.
No, I don't think it would attack her. I think she...
frightened you.
People see... Yeah, frightened him. But he's just... He's very well behaved. I should give him a rat to say thanks.
My rat has a very intelligent that kills it for.
You had a rat in you?
Yeah.
Oh, Shane, that's why I came in. He came for your rat.
Oh,
baby,
mother!
Yeah, your rat. Well, I mean, the rat's probably not the healthiest thing to have in the kitchen.
Take
care.
Why is it
scared? It's
scared. Wait.
Lucky going there, lucky going there.
Well done.
I'm
not going.
Oh, God, eh?
Why is that? Right, put him away. What are we doing here?
Okay, now, no, look at him. Put the lid on the pot, please.
The lid? No, my lid, the lid.
Yeah?
That lid on the pot.
On the pot.
Right?
Okay.
And now, can you go and stand at the end of the room?
Just stand back, guys.
Stand back. I want to have one more baby.
Did you just say you want one more child?
Yes.
So you mustn't die tonight.
Most definitely.
Just stand back, guys. Jeez. It's just because he's so strong. It's fighting.
Job done!
This has been another real-life edition of Snake Rescue with me, Nick Evans. Find more of my snake rescue adventures on your favorite podcast app.